We've got fairly dry conditions across much of the country as we head into the weekend. The only exceptions to that with troughs, one sitting through inland Queensland. That'll trigger some showers and thunderstorms extending down into the southeast of that state and northeast New South Wales. And also along this trough, showers and thunderstorms about the southern districts of Western Australia. But most other areas under the influence of this high, looking at a clear and generally dry Saturday. That, as I was saying, is a different story for Queensland. The central inland down into the southeast corner could see some showers and thunderstorms, a couple of very isolated showers about the northeastern tropics as well. For New South Wales, possible isolated shower along the coastal fringe, more likely up around the northern rivers and the mid-north coast. We could see an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon about the northern tablelands. For Victoria, it's severe frost warning out for the southwest, also most of the southeast and all the northern districts. It's a very cold start, but then a generally dry and sunny day. We've also got mostly dry conditions in Tasmania. A few showers more likely about the west of the state. Most other areas should be relatively clear. For South Australia, we're also looking at some isolated frost through the eastern districts. We've got mild to warm temperatures. In fact, they'll grade to hot about the western border. It's very hot conditions in the northern and central parts of Western Australia. But along the south coast, that trough and onshore winds will trigger some showers about the western parts of the south coast. Elsewhere, though, we are looking at the potential of showers and also thunderstorms. And for the Northern Territory, a little bit of fog about the top end coast. Very windy and hot conditions elsewhere.